Hello. Today the church celebrates Monday of the third week of Easter, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 6, verses 22 to 29. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's gospel passage, Jesus distinguishes between bread that quickly grows stale and the bread, the food, that lasts into eternal life. He had fed the people with bread and fish since physical hunger had to be satisfied. Still, as they continued looking for more food, he invited them to think of spiritual food to satisfy their deeper desires. He came not just to feed people physically, but to give them the spiritually nourishing food of God's own presence. Jesus reminds us that while we need material things because we are material beings, our search must go deeper. There's more to life than satisfying our physical needs. We have a deeper spiritual hunger that must be satisfied to live our lives fully and be at peace with ourselves and others. Jesus himself offers us the food of eternal life, satisfying the deepest hunger of our hearts. Our quest for fulfillment must ultimately lead us to God. As St. Augustine so eloquently put it, our hearts cannot find true rest until they rest in God.